This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates are saying that the latest funding grant announced by the White House as a gift from you and me to Planned Parenthood shows the depth of the White House commitment to the nation's largest abortion provider. Life Dynamics noted the $5.6 million announcement was made over the weekend on the 4th of July. The American Civil Liberties Union is seeking to have courts declare a church's teaching on abortion to be illegal. Tamisha Means had a miscarriage at a Michigan hospital and brought suit against the nation's Catholic bishops teaching on abortion. A Michigan federal judge, Robert Bell Holmes, rejected the thinking that a court could take a suit against a religious organization for their religious doctrine. Nominated by President Ronald Reagan, Judge Bell sits on the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Michigan. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, the Terry Schiavo story is being repeated in France. A court there says Vincent Lambert may be starved to death against his will. And as many as 30,000 people turned out to March for Life in Dublin over the weekend. Surprised organizers say the turnout shows the world that Ireland is pro-life. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.